The most miracle that God did, he loved you and I, and he made sure that we're going to live with him, and he's going to overpower Satan, because he's going to use blood, and it's going to all point to the blood of Jesus Christ. But in the meantime, until time runs its time, to when it's time for Christ to come, after about 4,000 years, something like that, I'm going to use the blood of the innocent sheep and so forth, and that's going to be used there to show what blood Christ is going to shed as the perfect Lamb of God, as you shuffled with the perfect sheep that did no sin. And but that's going to represent your belief that Christ will come, and that will give you eternal life. And I will give you a law. And these laws are probably something like 720, roughly. There are even some of your men, as far as you know, your Bible scholars are back. I don't know anybody that has the same area, but it's within about 720 laws. And God gave them to go to heaven? No, to show you that you needed the blood to go to heaven. And it was the same thing started out from Adam and Eve. They taught Cain and Abel both the same way, because they tried the same thing to bring there. They were going to bring their, cover themselves with the fig leaves, you know. They were going to, what they were going to do would give eternal life. Well, God had to end that. And what he did, he just covered them with the blood. He had to kill the animal and took the skins and covered them there. So the blood had to be shed. So they knew that. So they taught that to Cain and Abel, their two sons. And Cain said, well, I'm going to bring you the things that I've grown in my garden and so forth, and the wonderful things that I've made. I'm going to bring it, and God will accept that. Look how nice these are. And God turned him down. And you know what? Abel, who believes his parents, brought the offerings of the one of the animals there and the blood, and sacrificed that, and God accepted his offering because it had the blood, which way bound down at first will be carried all the way through the Bible to Jesus Christ. Cain hated that. And you know what? This is what's called a first principle in the Bible that'll carry all the way through the Bible. You have to have the blood of Christ or you're going to spend eternity in hell. It's by his blood we have the remission of sins. It's what he did on the cross that paid for our thing. And God explains it so simply and then gets into more details as he goes on through the Gospels. I love the world. I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. What do you mean believeth in him? You're believing in him that he went to the cross. He allowed himself to be crucified. He could have called down 72,000 angels. He could have wiped the whole mess out. Then you say, well, how would he pay for our sins? Then the Christians would have had to put him on the cross and say, dear Lord, you've been prophesied and we have to fulfill it. You have to shed your blood for us. And we're lifting you up with not unholy hands as those that hated you did, but we're lifting you up with holy hands, and we'll be here 3 days later. Probably won't even leave waiting for you to come out of that tomb alive. So either way, that's what it represents and so forth, the blood. But what I'm saying is, Cain and Abel cost him his life because Cain hated him, that God rejected his self-righteous offerings to God for eternal life. You have the same thing today. Why do you think people of these denominations and these cult religions hate Christians? Because they don't have the blood sacrifice and they hate a person who does. So there's nothing changed ever since Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve started out with offering the fig leaves. That went to Abel, you say, Cain, or I should say Cain. Abel offered the blood sacrifice. Cain offered what he made with his hands again. Nothing you can give. Eternal life is a free gift, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And at Christmas time, when you send a gift, do you ever send a bill with it? No. There are no gimmicks. If you're going to heaven, there's nothing that you ever try to offer to God to get you there, because he'll reject anything you offer, your prayers, your getting on your knees, your saying he's a good man, he's a wonderful man, I love my church, all this. Come forward in church and confess Christ. No, you don't have to confess Christ to be saved. In fact, you can do anything that you think of will help you get to heaven. You better throw it in the waste paper can, because there isn't one little tiny thing. Well, if I pray, God save me. Well, then I'll be thrown in the garbage can because you're asking God to do something you already did 2,000 years ago and you don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you asking God or Christ to save you when he said, I'm offering my salvation to you for nothing? Accept it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Don't offer me something to do that I've done 2,000 years ago. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and your whole time is dated from him. This time is from A.D. That's Latin for Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Here's your whole time dated from. So every time you sign a date, Christ is saying to you, look, it's signed for me. This is a historical fact. I was here upon the earth, and tell me somebody else that our time is dated from. Nobody. And you don't have an excuse if you're listening and you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I pray that you will do it. And you will do it now, because there's no skin off of my back if you go to hell, because I know I'm going to heaven. And I thank God so much that he loved me and paid for my sins. I'd just like to see you there when I get there. I hope you'll trust him. Let's bow over to prayer and we'll be dismissed, okay, for our little messages this morning. Dear Lord, we thank you for this Bible, because there's so many things out there that men try to reject their opinion about things they don't know anything about. They don't know the Bible. They don't know you. And I pray these messages are just enlightening to people, that they can find the truth, that God wants you to know how much he loved you, how much he sent Jesus Christ to pay for your sins. And all you have to do is receive it. Eternal life is receiving, not offering Christ anything, because he won't accept anything you offer him. That's saying what he did on the cross wasn't good enough. You mean giving his life, when he could have called out 72,000 angels and wiped the whole mess out, and he went there on there? And I'll tell you this, they couldn't have crucified him if he hadn't let them. He did that for you, so that you live with him in heaven for all time and eternity, instead of suffering in hell for the same length of time. We just pray so much that if you're not don't know you're going to heaven, you'll trust Christ, and you could know that. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know. And that word know in the Greek means take it to the bank part. You can cash it in. It's yours for eternity. Bless each one here. Give us a good week. In Jesus' most precious name, amen.